Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about how to better communicate with a Venetian woman. Advice from John Gray. The thing that I love about John Gray is that his advice is so simple and easy to follow, as well as being totally logical. It makes sense that men and women are different. We have different hormones. We have different ways of thinking about things. We have different ways of responding to things. We are different people. And that was done quite on purpose by the Creator. So with that thought in mind, let us get into some of the strategies that John Gray gives regarding how to better communicate with women. And for any women out there listening, go ahead and use these ideas on your men. See if you can get educated, because it will make your relationship go a lot smoother in the long run. And that's what we all want. Smooth, loving, caring, interested partners who want to listen to what we have to say without judgment, without having to always fix something, just really being present. So here we go. First thing that men need to understand is that when they use certain terminology, to the woman's mind, it feels like he's dismissing her, like what she's saying isn't important. Well, it may not feel important to him, but it's important to her. So that ought to make it be important to him if he actually cares about her, right? And in this case, if you're a woman listening, that would be you. And if you're a man listening, this is a way to get along better with your woman. So here we go. First thing men love to say is, don't worry about it. Because you see, in the man's mind, it's no big deal. Of course, it's not his life either. It's yours if you're the woman. So there's a difference there. Men tend not to sweat some of the smaller things of life. They just sort of let it bounce off their back more easily than women do. It's no big deal. Well, how does he know it's no big deal to you, the woman? It is a big deal to you. So therefore, he needs to refrain from using that particular phrasing as well. I'm sorry. And then he goes on to change the subject. All that tells the woman is that he's truly uninterested in working anything out and is more interested in what he has to say next. It feels like it's dismissive because it is. And in this case, it's being dismissive of your feelings, most likely, or he would not have to be saying, I'm sorry, to apologize for his behavior or something he said, or lack thereof. I will take care of it from here now on. Well, that's rather disempowering, especially if you are working on something and it's your creation or it's something you care about. That's the last thing you want him to do. It's like he's treating you like a child instead of an adult, which is rather, well, it's a form of infantilization, and no one enjoys being infantilized, as far as I know. As in being treated like someone so young that that person can't handle whatever it is that is being worked on. What's your point? This is a case of cross-talking. If he's not understanding what you're saying, and he says, what's your point? And if what you're saying is being said with a lot of emotionality because something happened, if you're saying something with great emotionality because something happened that either hurt you, scared you, or in some other way made you emotional, And he's basically saying, what's your point to you? The message there is, I don't have time for you. I don't care. Get on with it so I can get on with my life. Not a really good message to be giving anyone, especially if they are having a hard time dealing with something that is important to them. The last one he gives is, all you have to do is. Well, isn't that simplifying things down to the common denominator that he sees in terms of his innate ability to problem solve for you on your behalf? The issue isn't so much maybe that he gave you a solution, maybe you were looking for a solution if you're the woman. The problem is that he seems to be maybe cutting out some details that maybe are necessary to get the issue resolved in a way that works for you in the situation at hand. Or maybe he's saying it in such a manner as it just, again, feels very dismissive and dehumanizing. All of these statements are really there to invalidate or an attempt to explain the woman's upset feelings being done at the wrong time. If you're a man, you really have no capacity to suddenly change your woman's negative feelings to positive feelings. This is something she needs to do on her own. So, what you need to do is take a temperature of the room during this conversation that you're having. And if your woman is really upset, the best thing to do is to let her know that you care, you're interested, you're happy to spend the time talking these things through, and you'll do the best that you can, but you're not a woman, so all you can do is take the man's perspective. Or maybe all you need to do is say, you know, I feel bad that you're going through this difficult time. Let me know what I can do to help you out. If she's in a mood for a hug, give her a hug, and that will do more to calm the environment than anything else you could do. If she's really emotional, and it's gotten escalated to a point where you guys really can't communicate anymore, what that means is that one or both of you are storming around, one or both of you isn't talking your truth, or the emotions are so escalated that you're yelling at one another, well, the better thing is to realize that the situation is getting emotionally escalated with more brash statements said in a higher, more sarcastic tonality, perhaps, or an angry tone, and realize that to avoid further upset of feelings for one or both of you is to simply stop making these types of comments. Just listen. Show her you care and that you're interested. Do it without offering her a solution or invalidating her feelings, because you know we all have feelings. Every single one of us does. And every single one of us has a right to our feelings, as well as each and every one of us has a right to our opinions. No one has to agree with your opinion of anything. Hopefully, if this is a person you really care about, you share similar opinions on many things, and it's really quite okay and quite healthy to agree to disagree on something. The most important thing that men need to understand about the way women work is that they're very feeling-oriented. And because they're feeling-oriented, they want to feel their man's presence, their attention, being taken seriously, and being willing to just be accepted for where they're at that moment in time. Because even you as men have your times, if you're a human being anyway, when you get sad, when you feel guilty about something, when you get really angry and pissed off, that's more likely the way men go about doing things. They're more likely to get angry than sad. And realize that these differences are there for a purpose and to work inside those differences to allow the relationship that you're in to grow and develop in a healthy manner so you can both receive what it is that you both desire and deserve inside the relationship as best you can.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.